Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
The party next door is looking really... Were you guys also singing at the tops of your lungs?
Yes.
I couldn't hear you through the wall, but...
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. I mean, it really felt like you guys were doing a show. Putting on a stage show, like a Broadway musical.
It's fun in Studio 10.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, it's radio, you know, the whole time.
I can't wait till we have cameras in here.
Oh, I can't either. You know, I was watching one of the reels that you put up there the other day. I posted something on Instagram and that popped right up. So I'm like, I'm looking and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna watch some Sarah and Vinny stuff. Like, see how that looks. First of all, so by the way, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, there's a ton of reels and a ton of little just short clips that it looks like you've taken from whatever the longer form stuff is you're putting on YouTube. So they're cute. There's something... You have words going the whole time. Is that like a program that figures out what people are saying and then it lights them? It's almost like, remember when you were a kid and you would do like the follow the bouncing ball to sing the song and it would indicate what word you were on?
I think we talked about this. People are doing that now because people don't have the volume up on their videos.
Right.
Yeah.
I look at Instagram and always miss the talking. So you have to, or whatever the audio is, because I don't have volume on.
Yeah.
Ever.
And so now the people who are savvy... A la our girl Bob, have figured out a way to get those words on there. So anyway, one of the things I did miss was as I'm watching a couple of these things, I'm like, I'm totally talking to Maddie. I'm talking at Bob. And then you're answering, but the only people on the screen are me and Vinny.
I know. And so I've been doing, most of the clips I've been doing are just you guys. So we're missing some of the funniest stuff.
Right. I mean, if you just leave it to us.
Of course.
All right.
Darn right.
Drag Me to Brunch tickets all day. We're starting in about an hour, 7:05, right through till 5:05 with Jane. So these are 4 packs of VIP tickets, and there is a grand prize as well. So WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Don't forget that this weekend, we're doing a bunch of dad jokes, like all the dads and Vinny. But, I mean, you are also a dad, but everybody else was like, grab their, like, I had to get my dad to do it. But people were raving all through the halls. Everyone got a copy of it early, and everyone was all, ha, 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 ha. It's fantastic. Amazing.
All right.
The reviews are in, Vinny. Everyone's talking about it.
Okay.
So all weekend long here, because it's Father's Day, obviously, on Sunday, you get to hear a little dad joke action. And now it's time for Bob's Movie Club.
I love movies.
Bob's Movie Club. We got some movies for you.
Ooh.
And
we'll watch them together.
Are magical. They take you to a different world. They drop you in crazy scenarios, exciting moments, and beautiful love stories. Rom-coms, of course. Mystery/thriller. Time travel movies are my favorite.
Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
And
Bob's Movie Club.
And
Bob's Movie Club.
movies are great.
That was really good.
That's funny.
That's so funny. John!
So John goes to me a couple weeks ago. He's like, can you get some audio for me of Bob talking about movies? I'm like, all right. So I stuck a thing in and I was like, talk about movies.
And then that was off your phone?
That was just, just a little voice memo thing.
Lucky for you, I can ad lib.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's pretty good. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
I feel bad for the Bob haters out there.
Oh, are there Bob haters?
No.
I don't know. Vinny shields me from them.
Yeah, never, you know, don't worry what the haters say.
People make comments, but none of them have been, I would say, haters in any way.
Good. Okay, today we're talking about 1987's cult classic, honestly, not even a cult classic, mainstream rom-com classic, Dirty Dancing, directed by Emil Ardolino, written by Eleanor Bernstein.
Oh, that's a lot of info.
It takes place. I give that info at the beginning of every Bob's Movie Club.
That's the way.
Okay. This movie takes place in 1963, follows a woman named Baby. She's 17 as she goes to family camp with her rich family.
What the? That was
Have
the
you guys
thing.
Ever
I remembered
been to
that. No, family camp. I'm like, what are we talking about here? Like, is this a thing?
This is a thing.
It was a big thing in the 50s and 60s up in upstate New York.
Is that what that is? Yeah. That they're in the Catskills?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had it. We had family camp where I went to camp too. Like there was a two.
I really felt like I've never. So they go there for like three. They have a 3 week vacation, which is how great for them. The perfect amount of time.
That's back when people used to leave the city. Got to get out of the city in the summer.
Yeah.
I know. It's so cool. The camp is gigantic too. It's beautiful. Although it does seem like they shot maybe in the fall. I see some leaves changing at some points, but that neither here nor
that's
there.
That's true. Yes.
Of course, this stars Patrick Swayze. His haircut is very in right now. The haircut he has in 1963, very in right now. And of course, Jennifer Grey. Vinny, what did you love about Dirty Dancing?
What did I love about it? I would say that I really enjoyed seeing Jerry Orbach, who, you know, rest in peace, is one of my favorite actors. And I felt like my favorite moment of the movie was the very end when it ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you on that.
And he says, when I'm wrong, I say so. And he nailed it. And I thought, all right.
He is great in this movie.
I think he's great in the movie. And I got the tension of the times and the thing that is happening on the... But ultimately, I'm just a fan of his. And I actually, despite having basketball, a laptop, and an iPad on all at once, I caught that line in that moment in the movie and went, all right. I'm a fan.
You said earlier this week that this movie was 80s cheese ball. And so I was thinking about that as I was watching it yesterday. And I think the issue is the movie is like 1 hour, 40 minutes. It's short in today's standards for a
feature film. These days it does feel like everything's at least 2 hours.
And so everything's a lot longer. Plus TV obviously is a lot longer. So you get a lot more character development. But back in the 80s, you had to get right to the point. So they have to tell you a lot of things that in today's times they would show you slowly through the way the characters interact with each other. But instead today it's like, rich people suck. Or like in this movie, they're like, they have to be very to the point. He's like, when I'm wrong, I say so. That kind of thing.
Right.
So it seems cheesier, but it's just a different style.
Well, it's a love story, but the dancing montages, that's the cheese part. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other things. Here's one of the notes I wrote. Dirty Dancing. A movie that doesn't know when to end. Mm-hmm. I realize you say it's only an hour and 40 minutes, but there was a point where I went... Wrap it up right here.
It actually feels more like a 4-hour movie.
It really does feel.
And I did also break it up because I started it last week and thought, well, I've got an hour and a half. I'll watch it right now. And then half hour in, I'm like, I can't really do this anymore.
But
I'm
the thing,
find something else.
While I watched it, because I just want to say this. I'm not trying to poop on this movie. I know there are people who like it. And I know that it was a big hit for Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. And so, you know, there's people out there who are like, that's my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. It's not for me. And I knew that then mm-hmm. in the 80s when it came out. And I went, I'm not watching that. And then I knew that again when it came up one time with a girlfriend. And I was like, I'm not watching that. And I watched it this time and I'm like, it's exactly what I thought. And it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like there are shows out there that would be easy for me to say that sucks, but it's just not for me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's not like I knew going in.
Yeah. I thought from a movie standpoint, there was a half hour they could have cut out of that thing of those dance montages and all the training of the dancing. Like, I got it. You know, it had that like Karate Kid thing where, okay, great. It's like a training thing.
And then there was a scene later where she's doing it alone and she's mad because
that
she's
could
not
have been
it.
Right.
Oh, fudge. I'm not getting it. And I'm like, oh, God.
I mean, I guess worked because they had to know that they were training, but I was so happy for that fast forward button. But my one beef with this movie, my biggest beef, I should say, is I feel like there is no chemistry between the two main characters. And when he's above her kissing her, and she reaches up to kiss him, and his lips just like she just sort of mushes, like there's no puckering, there's no return kiss. I was like, that is the most dead fish kiss I've ever seen in my life. Like that is.
I know there's people in their car screaming at us right now because they're like, what are you talking about? No, there's so much chemistry between them. And that's why this movie is so famous and has stood the test of time, because people see something between them.
I don't see
with
it.
The dancing.
I was like,
and
he's not attractive. I
don't see it either.
There's
something about Jennifer Grey's face that I don't get anything from. Like, it's almost like
she's... Is it the big nose?
It's more like the way her mouth moves. It's almost like her mouth like covers what she's saying, and she talks and it feels like it's coming from a completely different person to me. Like, I really had trouble connecting with everything that she was saying.
Yeah, well, she just seems dopey, and like, I wasn't even all that into him. I'm like, that guy would never fall for
her.
He's
a creep.
That's the other thing.
He's a creeper, man.
He's a creep. He's a dummy. They're all a bunch of dummies.
Yeah.
So, I will say, I love that end. And it was just as I remembered it. I love the big dance thing at the end. It's so stupid, but that is kind of like,
well, that's
for
the 80s
me.
Cheese, though, right there.
Sorry, we got to end this right now, everybody. But
the end is great.
Yeah.
So, one quick thing I wanted to bring up, and then I, because I don't have a lot to offer. I know this movie wasn't for me. So, but let me say, while I'm watching it, And I'm not a huge Patrick Swayze fan, but he did look very handsome.
Sure.
And you know, he danced fine. Maybe a dancer would say he was terrible, but as far as I'm concerned, he danced great.
Yes.
Good job, Patrick.
Right.
But while I was watching it, I thought, at that time in 1987, how did John Travolta not get hired to do this movie? And so I looked it up. They wanted him, and he was too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, funny.
So the original role was to go to Travolta, and they couldn't afford him.
How old would he have been at that time?
I don't know. I didn't even look it up. I saw that movie and went, this is like a Travolta movie.
That's funny, because he doesn't occur to me in that, because I'm thinking the next time I saw him with Pulp Fiction, which was when, like 94?
I know, but in 87, he'd done Saturday Night Fever. He'd done another dance movie. I don't even remember, like Body Heat or something.
He would have been 33. So he would have been the age that Patrick Swayze looks in this movie.
Was Patrick Swayze supposed to be in his 30s? I agree.
He seems old.
I think he's supposed to be in his 20s, but he did look older. And I will say this about the movie. I really enjoyed the clothes.
Yes.
And just seeing, you know, that period of time captured. I don't get why Patrick Swayze busted out the window of his own car to get into it. That bothered me.
He's wild.
Yeah.
You're wild.
He's just like, I don't know why that bothered me. But
I agree.
That really bothered me.
It was supposed to establish his character, and I just thought it was strange.
Right. As a jerk, I guess.
Yeah. And the whole abortion and having her take it, like out of everybody they could have picked, they're like, hey, young lady that
with no dance experience.
Who's not supposed to be back here.
Can you train real quick to cover for her on Thursday while she gets an abortion?
They do explain why nobody else can do it.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Everybody works around here, baby. They go through the list really quick of like, oh, well, Diane can't do it because she's na-na-na, and Sarah can't do it, da-da-da. Like, everybody works
on their
baby.
And the person who's supposed to is, you know, pregnant, so she's got to take care of that.
I actually don't have any qualms with that setup.
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't either, because I was like, why does she have to do it?
Yeah.
Well, they do explain that, so...
I realize right now as you're talking, one of the famous scenes,
yes,
and I think I've only seen it in like other skits where they're making fun of the movie, something about baby being in the corner.
I know.
Did that happen?
Yes.
I missed it. Where does that happen? Oh, it's at the very end.
She's actually sitting, so it's like her mom and dad are sitting at the table, the sister's off to the right, and she's in the corner. He walks in, and she thinks he's gone. She's like super depressed, and it's the last night, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like... Nobody puts baby in the corner.
And he grabs her. And then he interrupts the entire show.
Right.
He goes up on stage while people are performing. He stops everything and he's like, I always do the last dance of the season.
Oh, and that's when they do their final dance. Okay.
The big finale.
So I just missed that one.
Everybody's very into it. Nobody's confused at
all.
Got
it. Okay.
I know.
Maybe and people think
he wins
it's part
everyone
of the show.
Over. All the dancers come in, start flooding around. I actually, to me, that's like the best half hour of the show. Like, I was in for that.
I find that crazy when he interrupts the whole show, but he's wild. So.
Well, it's a movie.
Some quick fun facts about the movie.
Okay, fun facts.
The choreographer for this movie is a little guy named Kenny Ortega. Do you guys know who that is?
Kenny Ortega.
Well, you should, because he is a famous Disney director and choreographer. He directed High School Musical.
Oh.
He choreographed Miley Cyrus and the Jonas Brothers, some of their early tours. And he's directed films like Hocus Pocus.
Oh, funny.
He is iconic, especially when it comes to like teen heartthrob dance.
Right. And actually,
amazing.
Some of that stuff is remarkable. Like those High School Musical movies, they're amazing.
Yep. He's got a special talent.
From a choreography standpoint.
Millennials love Kenny Ortega.
Okay.
Patrick Swayze insisted on doing his own stunts, which led to him getting injured during that scene where it's raining, so they decide to go to the middle of the forest and stand on a log.
Yeah, yes.
He falls off the log. I think it even shut down production for a little while because he had to get swelling drained from his knee.
Oh, well, as long as he didn't hurt his face.
Vinny, this one's for you. Baby's mom, who's wildly underutilized. What kind of mom would be this oblivious to?
Right. Oblivious to everything.
Right. Yeah. She's total Valley of the Dolls. Is that lady just on pills or
I
what?
I appreciate them making the story about the father-daughter relationship, but they really left the mom out to dry. They should have just killed her off. But the mom is Kelly Bishop, who's a famous Broadway star and plays the grandmother, Emily Gilmore, on Gilmore Girls. So she might grace your screen from time to time.
I had been told that. And it was funny that my daughter, my mom is in town. She came in yesterday and my oldest is currently plowing through Gilmore Girls. And I don't know if she's done it a full circle once and is going through again, but she brought it up to my mom and my mom goes, I love that show. I watched every episode. Aww. And so there's like, that's going to be their little thing for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's lovely.
Aww, that's amazing.
But yes, I did hear that she was, when I was told that too, I thought, wow, she's still getting after it then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This was a long time ago, 87.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yes, she was already incredibly famous.
I know.
By the time she did Gilmore Girls.
Now, let me ask you one more thing, and I meant to shut up, but right in the beginning of the movie, there's a scene where she says, they call me baby, and I'm too young or something.
It didn't occur to me to mind.
What did that... Did that like stick out to you or did you just go, who cares?
I think they're establishing that she's kind of naive. And so, you know, she sees the world as this good place and she doesn't think about the fact that everyone calling her baby is kind of talking down to her.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't even know if did they give her real name?
Francis.
Francis.
Oh, that's
she
right.
says
Francis.
It when they're,
right, in the cabinet. Right,
right, they're doing it.
And the writer, Eleanor Bergstein, this was loosely based off of her life. She was called Baby as a young girl. Oh. She was named after a famous woman senator, I think. And she went to family camp in the Catskills.
Family camp in the Catskills.
I don't know if she fell in love with Patrick Swayze there, but.
Probably not Patrick, but some version of him from her life. Or something. Or that was her childhood dream anyway. All right. We are very close to being out of time. Any final thoughts?
No, that was Dirty Dancing, everybody.
All right.
And did you like it?
It's fine. I love dance. So I do enjoy that part.
Give it a rating.
I think that Jennifer Grey is insanely hot. Like,
Really?
When they're in the training scenes, like I do.
Oh, I thought she was very cute that. Too. Like yeah. I didn't watch it, so I didn't know her face before she got the surgery. But yeah, that's a person who should have left her face alone.
Yeah.
Really unique, sort of, not quite the Uma Thurman beauty, but that's that unique sort of
right
thing.
Sometimes better than others.
A great actor. That's my thing. I don't think she's very
so
good.
So out of five, what do you give this? How many bobs? Three and a half bobs? All right.
It'll be on my letterbox.
You should write up a little short thing. We should maybe put up a recap. And by the way, of course, this will be available as a podcast. You can find it at RadioAlice.com or Odyssey, the Odyssey app. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our whole show. Whenever you feel like it. It's just sitting there, ready for you. You can go back and listen to Bob's Movie Club. Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to Lola Young.
Oh, we just heard her song Messy. Because I'm too messy.
All this week, listen to Our Jane at 6.05 p.m. for the code word.
It's Jane. It's
Afternoon Jane. Jane Picks. Yep. As she's known
that's
on
her
the
last name, Picks.
Instagram. Text the code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Lola Young on December 4th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium.
Sweet.
Courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. You know what's funny is when I mentioned it yesterday that I hadn't been to the Bill Graham since Temple of the Dog came through, I thought for sure, you know, the people around me would go, oh, I was there. You guys have been there even less
there,
recently.
I haven't been there in years.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Well.
Bill Graham Civic. Anyway, go Lola Young, go Jane, and go you. I hope you win.
Gia.
You know, if you listen at 6.05 and get the code word and text 20357, good luck.
That'd be a fun show to go to.
Okay. I'll begin with just a few quickies here. First of all, the weather, morning clouds, sun later, highs as high as 80, depending on where you're at. But having walked out the door, the front door of our building yesterday to find it in the 50s, I feel like I maybe need to start mentioning it. If you're in the city,
it's cold.
Woo! There was a stiff breeze and it was chilly out. And I'm like, whoa, I need a jacket out here. This is a, I made it across the street.
Oh my God.
Thank
goodness.
My fiber broken. Sheesh. And made it back without a problem. But I, you know, for a minute there.
Yeah.
Oof.
I mean, you're so tiny. Like the wind could just whip you up like a leaf.
That is not.
Flip you around.
Stop it.
Land up on top of a building and be like, help.
Where'd Vinny go?
Yeah. Oh no. So windy.
He's in the Febreze.
Oh, thank you so much for the assist, Maddie. I really, she wasn't doing fine without you.
Feels good when someone's got your back.
Yeah, it does.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Father's Day is around the corner on Sunday, and we'll be celebrating here on Alice with dad jokes. Don't forget, tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
Oh, I did forget. I love Friday the 13th.
We should do a spell tomorrow morning.
Oh, a spell. Let's do it, Wiccan.
What?
Sisters?
Yep. Which sisters?
We were just talking about that movie.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Save it for October.
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
It's
right around the corner too. So I mean, we'll be there before you know
it. Please don't say that. It's like you're hurting my summer feelings.
No one's hurting your summer feelings.
My summer feelings are hurting.
Did you tan yesterday?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yes. Well, you know, you got to keep it going. My son's coming home pretty soon, so we'll have to take a week off from that.
Oh.
Yeah.
There'll be no tanning or doing it in the hot tub.
There may be some tanning, but it certainly won't be
nude.
We'll be getting some tan lines that week.
Okay, so this first story is just the big news that broke early, and it's bad. A Boeing plane crashed in India, likely killing, and now they're saying yes, killed all 242 people aboard.
Oh boy.
They say that it also landed in a neighborhood, so there'll be probably a higher count than we're currently putting out there. The Air India flight took off and crashed fairly quickly after taking off.
Yeah, the landing gear was still down.
It's terrible. And I'm looking at the photo. I'm scrolling through the photos. There's more details, but that's what you need to know for right now. They say, and there were no, based on what I read earlier, and that doesn't mean that it's not serious or important, but based on what I read, no Americans were on this plane. There were a lot of people from England on the plane and certainly a bunch of people from India on the plane. Mm. And one, I believe, Canadian. So that's what I've got for right now. We don't have a cause or any more details, but the plane crash in India is a big one and will be on the news most of the day.
Yep.
Not this news.
No,
I've just done it,
yes,
and we'll move on now. If I didn't mention it while I was watching the completion of Dirty Dancing, I also had the NBA playoffs on in the background, and Indiana won last night, 116 to 107.
Are we 2-2 in that now?
No, 2-1.
Oh, 2-1.
In that right now. Which is great because OKC is favored and they probably have the deeper roster, and yet Indiana's got something. I like it. I've been enjoying that.
Can you remind me, what is this, the finals? Are there other teams still in?
So there were the conference finals, which, you know, got these two in. And yes, this is now the NBA. The winner is the champion.
Basketball's over after this for the year. Well, till next season.
So this story is hard for me to report, this next one, because I realize not only is this person Canadian, which makes them automatically the nicest person in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry about
that's
it.
True. Everyone knows.
He's also a cancer survivor.
Oh.
From Alberta, Canada, who should stop playing the lottery. Like, at some point, haven't you won enough, dude?
Oh. What happened?
A cancer survivor in Alberta, Canada, just hit his third lottery jackpot in under a year. He won $500K last August, $1 million in November, and just hit for another million jackpot last month.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how it works anymore because so much change has happened here in our building, but there was a point where when we're giving out prizes after you've won, you have a 30-day or whatever kind of
moratorium.
Take
a
break,
bro. You can't
win
again for 6 months.
Let us pass the prizes around a little bit. I guess they don't do that with the lottery, and this person seems to be on a hot streak. Mm. They're on a heater. But honestly, really?
It's weird to have such incredibly bad luck that you get cancer and then such incredibly good luck that you, like, this guy's luck's all over the place. I mean, $2.5 million in 1 year.
They say that this is actually his fourth big win.
Whoa,
overall.
What?
He won $250K a decade ago.
Oh.
And when a reporter asked him about it, he said, I know the odds are astronomical. And I don't think I'll win again. But I like buying tickets.
Yeah.
So it's just that. And we've talked about that moment. We've played as a show and we've played individually. That moment when you buy the ticket, there's just this glimmer of hope.
You've already won.
That you'll be rescued from whatever financial distress you're in. Mm. Suddenly you'll be, you know, a gift will be bestowed upon you, yeah, by the heavens. And you'll go,
your life will be,
oh my gosh, I can pay off the car and the house or whatever.
Right. It's that moment. It's like that Schrodinger's cat thing where the cat's in the box. You don't know if it's alive or dead. So it's actually both. So you haven't won or lost. It's actually both. In that moment, you know.
Schrodinger's cat.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And the cat in the box could be alive or dead. So you're.
So it's both, technically, at that point.
Oh.
There is no answer. So when you've bought your ticket, now you're in a Schrodinger moment. You've won and you've lost.
Mm.
Both are true.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
A news station in Southwest Florida did a story on an elementary school principal who incentivizes the kids to do well in school by punishing himself. Matt Dyer is the principal at Pinecrest Elementary, about 30 miles outside of Fort Myers. This again, Florida. He starts each year by promising to do something crazy if his students hit different goals. I love this stuff. I don't think you have to, you know, torture yourself, but I do love getting the kids involved in.
Right.
Get him!
Yes.
We're going to read so we can watch Homeboy, you know, whatever happens to him.
Eat a bunch of pig's feet.
Right.
When I was in elementary school, we had this principal. It wasn't this guy, but it was exactly the same. He would do crazy stuff to get morale up, to get us motivated to do things. And when I was in like second grade, he moved to another school and it was like a funeral. Like everybody in the school was crying the day he left.
Oh.
Some of his punishments have been sleeping on the roof of the school. He's been slimed. He let the kids hit him in the face with pies.
Oh.
This year, he promised to jump out of a plane if they crushed an accelerated reading challenge, which they did. He says his wife's not thrilled, but he went skydiving last month and filmed it for his students.
That's so freaking cool.
You know, I realize that that's a guy, because there's no like, oh, you know what? We've got to keep this talent at our school, so we better make him an offer he can't refuse. That doesn't happen, I don't think, in
teaching.
Schools, in teaching, in principaling. I think that's a guy who's into it and loves it and is doing it to because of what that brings back to him.
Right.
My principal in elementary school was a guy that you saw around, you know, and you saw his kids around, and it's cool when you like the guy and they're involved.
Yeah.
As opposed to hiding under their desk, never showing their face.
The only time you do see him is when you're in big trouble, mister.
Right, right. I get it. You're not paid enough for this crap. I mean, he probably had to pay for the jump out of a plane out of his own pocket. But
it's a very creative way to unify a student body and motivate them. It's like that, like
Schrodinger's cat.
It isn't like that.
Oh, darn. Yeah.
It's like a positive reinforcement.
Or alive, or both.
Right. Well, I mean, as you're falling out of the sky.
Sky, you are Schrodinger.
Before you pulled your parachute, is the parachute packed correctly?
I got it right in the end.
You did get it right.
Anyway.
You're both alive and dead.
Yep. I just thought that was cool. And shout out to the teachers that are giving it their all. I know you're finally off and you're probably sleeping right now, but, you know, good for you guys.
Right. Have a great summer.
Yep. Best summer ever.
Right. If you don't have to teach summer school.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. You don't have to ask me twice.
Fast facts. Fast facts. Michael Jackson's song Thriller was originally called Starlight. And the hook went, give me some starlight, starlight sun. Instead of, I guess, you know, the Thriller.
Give me some starlight, starlight sun. I can look at the sky and see the twinkling sun. Hey, starlight.
I think that version would have been a hit, too.
Starlight sun.
Oh, well, you know what?
The dance wouldn't have worked.
As creepy of an adult as he became, the dude knew music and could crush it.
I still just like turn off the part where he's a pedophile and will listen to Off the Wall. Or whatever, Thriller. Well,
and it's not like, you know, the pedophile thing is an opinion. There are people who will say, he wasn't that. He just did love kids. Right. That's what we keep saying. But it's also the whole he mangled his own face.
Yes.
Like he was a handsome, good looking dude way back.
I think he's a very tragic figure. Yeah. Like an incredibly intensely talented artist who was also, I mean, it's documented. He was abused and... by his family growing up, and yet he became this other stuff, but then also bad things too. I mean, you know, nobody's just one thing or another. There's a lot to people.
Jackie Chan
noticed. Yes, what about him?
Is a classically speaking of, you can be more than one thing. Jackie Chan is a classically trained opera singer and has released more than 20 albums.
Wow.
We've heard that. I want to say he released one kind of recently, like a few years back. I don't know that we listened to it.
Yeah, I don't remember if that really happened or not. But our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat.
I don't know that that's true. Maybe they just wanted us to say
maybe
dong.
Maybe they just want dong. You know what? Dong, yeah. Dong, dong.
I think they just...
Get what you got it?
Dong.
Well, it's spelled Schrodinger. I didn't.
It's Schrodinger.
Australian-Irish physicist. Okay. I don't know. I just read it somewhere one time.
415 says, Vin, they are trying to keep talent at really rich private schools. You wouldn't believe the perks from parents. That's amazing. And you know what? I have a good friend of our family, good friend of mine. She is a teacher at a private school, and they show her the love. Mm. I'm not saying she's, you know, filthy rich or anything, but
she feels appreciated.
Her talent is important to them. Mm-hmm. And that's great. And it's terrible, unfortunately, that, you know, at a public school, they can't somehow find a way to do the same.
Right.
Even if it's just, I mean, I realize, like, you know, free dinners don't exactly pay your cable bill, but there should be ways to...
Now you can take your shopping money and pay your cable bill.
I mean, I don't know. There's got to be some perks for the people who are really going above and beyond. I had teachers, for sure, and I can't think of their names because they didn't try. They were the ones who said, open your book, read chapter one. I'll be up here. Don't move.
Quiz and then, at the end.
Yeah, and then they just sit there. That. Okay. Well, there's a person who's, you know, phoning it in, as they say. Mm. All right. But the ones that were going for it, I remember them.
Of course.
And think about them often.
Right. Well, they're influential. They're mentors in your life.
510 says, what is the next movie?
Oh, we said we weren't going to pick one until July, yeah?
Yeah, we'll see. Oh. We're going to take a little hiatus.
Cliffhanger.
We will be back, and hopefully with a movie that Vinny actually engages with. Fingers crossed.
Well, let's pick something. Yeah, right. Let's do a little suggestion.
You don't have to do that. I did watch the movie, and I'm honest with you about it. I didn't want to watch it as a kid, and I didn't want to watch it as a grown-up when my girlfriend said, you're going to love this. Just sit down. And I was like,
you wouldn't have loved it.
What's your favorite kind of movie?
Like action movies? Mystery?
You know, if I were to say my favorite kind of, it's a good story. Just like a book, a good story is what I want to watch.
You like a comedy, too.
I will watch the superhero movies, but those are absolutely empty calories. That's just, it's a Cheeto. You watch it and you watch the bang and this bloom and if you can follow a storyline, you know, fine, but... But I love a good story. Like, there are movies out there where you go, Good Will Hunting was a thing.
And when you try to describe it to someone, people go, that doesn't sound that good. But then when you watch it, you're like so involved in it.
Yeah. And that just comes to mind. There's others, but I'm just saying, like, a good story is the kind of thing that. And I feel like that movie, The Dirty Dancing, you know, a couple times I've reviewed older movies and gone, they seem so small. That movie didn't seem that small. They were around. They went to different locations and it felt bigger and longer than maybe it should have been. But anyway, just pick what you want. I'm in.
Yeah. But it's nice of you to consider that, like, he doesn't want to watch another Dirty Dancing. At least not right away.
Heard. Noted.
Neither of the NBA teams in the finals have ever won the championship, so it'll be someone's first.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice. That absolutely. Is. Who's tanning at 60 years old? Well, I'm not 60, but I'll lay out for a few minutes each day when I can.
Not even tanning. I'm really just trying to make sure that I don't look like a fish belly when I'm in shorts and a t-shirt all summer long.
Also, the sun in really small doses is good for you.
It's great for you, yes. Get your vitamin D.
Every time summer comes around and I start to get that color and I see those tan lines, I am horrified that I used to be that color, you know?
Oh, funny that your whole body was that white, right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
608 says.
608.
Well, yeah. Well done, guys. You went from, we don't even want to use her name and don't you dare get attached to, she's got her very own segment now. Yeah. In how many weeks?
It hasn't been that long, actually. It is true.
Allison.
We threw in the towel like immediately. Yeah. We're very attached to Bob.
Allison, Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, Wisco.
Hey.
Yeah, Madison.
Wow.
You know Madison?
great college town, great radio town, actually.
Did you do radio there?
No, but just know about it.
Yeah. Well, they've got radio stations, so solid. Beach Boys, Superman, Stranger Things, and more after these.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.